The pressure is on for Boston 2024 to generate more public support here for its plan to host the Olympics. The U.S. Olympic Committee has told the organizing group it's going to be watching poll numbers closely in the coming weeks. If support doesn't increase significantly, the committee could drop Boston as its candidate to host the 2024 Summer Games. We spoke with WBUR's Kurt Nickisch earlier today, just before he departed California, where the USOC met with Boston Olympics organizers yesterday. And we asked Kurt why widespread public support, backed up by polling numbers, is so important to the Olympic Committee.
Well, for a number of reasons. I mean, they certainly want to host the Olympics in a place that wants to host the Olympics, but they also want to be able to show that support when Boston goes up against Rome and Paris and Hamburg on the international stage and maybe some other cities, some cities that actually have a little bit higher support. It's not the only factor. Obviously, what kind of plan Boston wants to put forward is pretty critical, too. But polling matters.
And it matters for what reason? Is it financial? Is it just in terms of PR?
Well, it's being able to win on the international stage, but certainly having strong or stronger public support in Boston would help Boston 2024 and the U.S. Olympic Committee sort of move forward with the bid, because they're going to be working with a lot of developers and architecture firms. And, you know, this is all privately funded so far, and they will need more private funding as this goes forward. And so to have stronger backing means you have a better chance of winning eventually, and that just means you get more help along the way.
I see. So public support begets private funding.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Kurt, in terms of actual numbers, a recent WBUR poll found that 39% of people surveyed around Massachusetts support the idea of Boston hosting the Olympics. The support increased to 51% when people were asked about more statewide events. What kind of numbers does the U.S. Olympic Committee want to see?
USOC Chairman Larry Probst said that right now the numbers for support are in the mid-40s. He may be talking about support in the greater Boston area, and that may reflect their own polling. He said they want to see it get up into the 50s relatively soon. He didn't set a timetable. And they said eventually they want to see that get into the mid-60s by 2017, when the International Olympic Committee will choose the host city for the 2024 Summer Games.
And the next deadline by which we can see, presumably, the public relations campaign for Boston 2024 ramp up will be what?
The next hard deadline is the middle of September, and that's when the USOC has to put forward its U.S. bid city to the International Olympic Committee or not. USOC CEO Scott Blackmon said that they're going to be monitoring this closely in the next weeks and months. And Larry Probst said himself that, you know, they're going to circle back with Boston 2024 in mid-July to see where things are at.
Okay, so it sounds like the PR campaign is on by pro-Boston Olympic forces as they try to amp up public support. And one would think by the anti-Boston Olympic forces as well. What can we expect to see unfold in the next couple of weeks?
Boston 2024 really wants people to look at their plan and look at their proposed developments out at Columbia Point on the harbor and at Wadette Circle, that spot between South Boston and the South End where they want to build the Olympic Stadium and then turn it into a big commercial development afterwards. They want people to look at that, and they think that people are going to like it. But remember also that they have more venues to announce, including some big ones like the Aquatic Center. And so there will be new information likely in the next few weeks, more pictures for people to imagine. And the No Boston Olympic campaign is probably going to be focused a lot on cost overruns. They're going to criticize the insurance plan that Boston 2024 has put into place to protect taxpayers and say that it's just not enough to protect against spiraling costs.
Okay, thank you for the latest. From outside Redwood City in California, WBUR's Kurt Nickisch. Thanks again, Kurt.
You got it.